Thank you for tuning in to this month's episode of The Cutty Strange, broadcasting on Wavefarm's WGXE 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. This month we'll continue the serials introduced by Ralph Lewis, Juan Maria Solari, and Leone Roessler last month, as well as hear new pieces by Del Cook and Keith Fullerton Whitman. We will open this show with three short pieces by Del Cook in collaboration with studio artist Stahara Dinulescu, written for various art installations to be premiered in and around the Meadow School of the Arts in Dallas, Texas, sometime in the coming months. The three pieces are titled Friendship Reticule Transmission, Black Fountain Transmission, and Optical Fire Transmission. Each will be separated by a few seconds of silence.
Thank you. We pose to you this question. Why is the water fountain black?
Dell is a composer, percussionist, and performance artist based in Dallas, Texas. His music includes works for chamber ensemble, solo marimba, and several electroacoustic pieces, including those broadcast here today. Cook performs regularly with the trio Uda Essim Triangle. That's UDAESSIM Triangle, who recently just released a new record. You can stream for free at soundcloud.com/UdaEssimTriangle. Up next, we'll listen to Keith Fullerton Whitman's radio piece off of a compilation released by 23/5. We listened to Jorge Bachman's Aflatus last month, released on the same compilation. You can get more information on it at 23/5.org. Thank you.
possession. Next, we will continue Ralph Lewis's piece, Drive to the Edge, which is designed for those especially driving around Greene and Columbia counties right now. We will listen to the second movement of three. Drive to the Edge is a suite of fixed media radio transmission pieces where listeners use radio reception as a feature of acoustic identity to make interactive connections with geographic locations. In tonight's / this morning's broadcast, as in later segments, it guides listeners as they manipulate the broadcast they are receiving on their radios. Drivers and passengers, as well as listeners at home, follow the intermittent instructions given as each movement happens. Firstly, by exploring within an area where the transmission's frequency is somehow unstable or weak, and secondly, by moving around in that space, this edge of clarity, inspecting different interferences and interruptions. Mr. Lewis also notes here on how to perform. You, the listener, are the performer. With your radio tuned to WGXC's broadcast, safely travel along a route and note how the geography affects the broadcast and modifies its sounds. Different routes and different radios will present differing results. For more specific instructions, suggested routes in the greater Albany area, and details on the production of this ongoing suite of radio pieces, visit www.ralphlewismusic.com.
You are finding points between clarity
and obscurity.
Behind buildings, underneath bridges, below the momentary cover of trees. Each moment, as you listen and move, you are finding points between clarity and obscurity.
Not beyond it. We're back into full signal strength as much as possible.
Drive to the edge.
Do this safely and with awareness and respect. Drive to the edge where they meet.
Drive to the edge where they meet.
Behind buildings.
Places along the road.
Bridges.
You are on.
Below the momentary cover of trees.
You and your receiver are surveying the bond.
Do this safely and with awareness and respect for others. As you listen and move, this broadcast begins to waver. You are surveying the newly audible signals. Behind buildings, underneath bridges, below the momentary cover of trees.
I'm
The newly audible signal nestling below the momentary cover of trees. The newly audible signal nestling underneath bridges. The newly audible signals waver behind buildings. An unstable beauty shimmers. Each moment, as you listen and move, an unstable beauty balancing on points between clarity and obscurity shimmers. You are finding where they meet. The newly audible signals nestling places along the road you are on. The newly audible signals nestling below the momentary cover of trees. The newly audible signals nestling underneath bridges. The newly audible signals waver behind buildings. An unstable beauty shimmers. Each moment, as you listen, nestling points between clarity and obscurity. Audible signals waver behind buildings. An unstable beauty shimmers. Each moment, as you listen and move, nestling points between clarity and obscurity. You are finding where they meet. Where they waver. The newly audible signals nestling places along the road you are on.
Juan Maria Solare will continue to take us on his audio journey through the subway systems of five European cities. Last month, we heard the opening in London. This month is the second in Madrid. His piece Subte, short for subterranean, is explained like this. This piece is a soundscape, an urban sound landscape, but not of a particular city, but of the underworld, of the underground trains. Subte is the abbreviation of subterráneo, underground, and is the usual name in Buenos Aires of what in other places is known as metro. The dramaturgy of this composition consists on a sound trip through undergrounds or tubes of five European cities: London, Madrid, Paris, Cologne, and surprisingly, Venice. The sound materials, casual dialogues, emblematic phrases, people of the country and foreigners, drinkers and marginal people, street music, announcements of the next stop, and equivalent, also of malfunctions, machine noises. Each city is a thematic nucleus that presents a sound center and a concrete dramatic situation. Each section of the piece is a situation with complete meaning closed in itself. The trip occurs practically in real time. In each city or section, the same elements are always present. Nevertheless, one of them predominate in turn each city, transforming itself in a thematic nucleus or attractor. Moments of humor and seriousness alternate, sometimes with a surrealistic patina, including in Cologne a direct allusion to the Andalusian dog of Louis Buñuel and Salvador Dali. He also goes on to say, "Undergrounds are the veins of the earth, a place where everything coexists." The piece begins in London with the phrase, "Mind the gap." The gap represents the step between the external life and the Orphic underworld that unifies everything. In each section, phrases will be heard in the country's language, with diverse accents, also from immigrants, and also foreign languages, and general of the first minority of that particular country. The implicit semantic is to underline the language and ethnic plurality and the possibility of coexistence. At the end of Cologne sounds a bird's concert. It is dawn, a revelation is about to happen, and that revelation is Venice. When getting off to the surface, we actually appear in an atypical world. Venice is the anti-underworld. We get back to a world in which current values do not reign anymore. The end, bells and water, the funeral gondola that takes us to the graveyard, with which we in fact return to the underworld.
Thank you.
We will now hear the second part out of six of Leonie Rosler's Stop and Listen, The Hague. Part one was Autumn Around the Big Church. Part two is The Hague Market, which is the largest outdoor market in Europe, a very ethnically diverse place. Rosler describes her work. Stop and Listen, The Hague is a series of six pieces documenting six different sonically interesting locations in the city of The Hague. What does The Hague sound like? Are there sounds that we can find all around the city, defining it sonically and distinguishing it from other places? Will it sound different in 5 years, in 10 years, in 20 years? I carefully record my environment, sometimes returning at various times of the week and day, to be able to record all that a place has to offer. I select the most typical and interesting sounds, sometimes out of hours of material collected, and arrange it into a musical composition for the listener. I detect rhythms and patterns and layer them. I cut my sound files and use volume changes and panning, but never any effects. The goal is to provide a work that is artistically interesting while creating an authentic portrait of a place. I am preserving something that might be gone sooner than we expect. Will there be drones flying through my recordings in the future? Will the trams be less characteristic once replaced with more current models? What will transportation sound like 20 years from now? I created this set of pieces to be played either in the form of an installation or on the radio, either presenting a local audience with an opportunity to really listen to their city in a new way, creating awareness of one's own surrounding, or to present a foreign audience with a chance to take the sounds of the city in, to be transported to a place quite different from their own for a few minutes. And The Hague does have its own sound. Working on this project, I realized how accustomed I had grown to the harmonies that trams create when going around the corner, the seagulls hovering in most parts of the city, reminding us of our proximity to the sea, and the bells of the big church in the city center, which sound several times a day, playing songs and melodies as we rush by on our way from one place to the next.
Reken maar 2,50 voor de ananas. 2 ananas, sorry.
Thank you for tuning into The Cuddy Strange, broadcasting on Wavefarm's WGXC 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. Next month, we will listen to the third parts of Ralph Lewis's, Juan Maria Solares, and Leonie Rosler's pieces. And as always, new ideas and adaptations centered in broadcast arts. The Cuddy Strange is produced by Daniel Steffi and Nick Wang and airs the first Thursday of each month at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank for tuning in, Spud.